two shows that I think really epitomize what the Hayward embraces, which is the adventurous and the unorthodox, risk-taking and radical excellence. And I think those are the core values of our exhibition program. They are what makes the Hayward give a unique contribution to the art scene in London. And they're also part of the architectural DNA of this building, which for so many of the artists who we work with is a continuing source of inspiration. And in reopening and looking around for an artist who could really do something brilliant with the spaces of the Hayward, both the indoor and outdoor spaces, I could think of no better person suited to that task than Ernesto Neto. It's been a wonderful privilege and a pleasure to have Ernesto here working on his exhibition, The Edges of the World. This is an exhibition which I think will change everybody's perception of the edges of the Hayward and how you experience that space. It's a show that invites you inside of it as well as around it, that invites you to see things, to feel things, to touch things. It's a place where you find spaces of contemplation as well as spaces of activity. And I think it's also a show that really asks us to rediscover what a boundary means, what a limit means, what a threshold means. And obviously all of that is essential to how we form our own idea of an identity. So Ernesto's show is a profound and profoundly inventive response, not only to the galleries of the Hayward, but also to the surrounding architecture of South Bank Center, and also to the labyrinth and sprawl of London itself. And this is an exhibition that is a labyrinth in itself, and I think will give you great pleasure as well as a lot of food for thought as you go through it. In addition to the downstairs gallery, we have a show, The New Decor, which involves 36 wonderful artists from 22 different countries around the globe. All of these artists make sculpture that takes as its point of departure the language of furniture. But these artists are not interested in design, per se. They're interested in many other things. They're interested in the nature of our experience indoors, the nature of our private experience, and how that is increasingly connected to public experience and public space. So again, it's very much a show about boundaries, and also taking an object that's the most familiar object of our lives, chairs, beds, furnishings, things we live with every moment of our lives, and disarming our intimacy with that, and pulling out meanings and emotions from those objects that really lead to a very expansive field of reference. So it's a show that's poetic and whimsical at times. It's also a show with a lot of pathos, and it's looking at situations from Bogota to Beijing, from Paris to Palestine. It's a show with a real global reach. Now together, both of these exhibitions bring to a close what has been a trilogy of summer shows at the Hayward, starting with Cycle Buildings in 2008, and followed last summer by Walking in My Mind. These are shows that are sculpture shows that deal with issues of boundaries and our relationships to space, not only physical space, but social space, cultural space, psychological space. And it's been a wonderful ride, and I think these current exhibitions really bring that trilogy to a marvelous climax. And I hope by the time you've finished walking around, you'll agree with me on that. So I'd like to say nothing further at this point, except that Cliff Lawson, who is the curator of the Ernesto Neto show, will be leading a tour in 5 minutes in the upper galleries. So if you